Lambda versus Delta variants, what to know as new forms of COVID spread in the United States. A hospital in Houston has reported a case of the Lambda variant of COVID-19 this week as the U.S. continues to see a marked rise in coronavirus infections. More than 80% of all COVID cases across the country are thought to involve the Delta variant, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The Lambda variant has attracted attention in recent weeks, however, particularly because the World Health Organization declared it a variant of interest on June 14th. This designation means it has genetic changes that can affect how transmissible it is and the severity of the illness it causes, among other factors. The Lambda variant, also known as C.37, was first documented last December in Peru, according to the World Health Organization. Just under 700 cases have been identified in the United States, according to the website covlineages.org. However, experts have told Newsweek that little is known about Lambda, including how resistant it is to vaccines and exactly how much risk it poses. Dr. Julian Tang, a professor of respiratory sciences at the University of Leicester in the UK, thinks that Delta is a more serious variant than Lambda based on current data. He told Newsweek there was no real-world large population data yet on how the Lambda variant might resist vaccines, but did point to two non-peer-reviewed studies suggesting it may possess similar vaccine resistance properties as the Alpha and Gamma variants. Tang added that the Delta variant, by comparison, showed a much larger vaccine escape capability, a reduction in the overall effectiveness of existing vaccines against it.